Anthony Head, you've seen him in Buffy. He plays the Prime Minister in Little Britain, and he's Merlin in Merlin. He's got a new show on UK TV. It's called Keepers. It's on Monday nights at 9 o'clock, and he called in the other day to say g'day.
And I'll need one of you to come with me to Bruges this evening.
I'd be delighted, Prime Minister.
Would you go and pack my case for me?
With pleasure, thanks. Prime Minister.
But I know where your pants and socks are.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Absolute pleasure to have you on the show this morning, Anthony Head.
Well, it's very nice to be there.
Where would we find you about now? Where are you while we're talking to you?
Somerset, just outside of Bath.
So, Anthony, when you were shooting Buffy, were you living in the States then, or were you sort of going back and forth and commuting?
I was going back and forth. I mean, I had an apartment, but we made it work that the family didn't suffer too much. Every holiday we had, the kids would come and be on set with me.
Now, Sarah Michelle Gellar, of course, that you worked with, has recently had a baby. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's amazing. It's lovely. And so is Alison. Alison had a baby at the end of last year. It's lovely that they're all growing up.
It's making you feel a bit old, isn't it, Anthony?
Well, you know, but like, you know, you're gonna get older, whatever you do.
Yeah, exactly.
So just enjoy every minute and don't beat yourself up too much about it.
I kind of feel as if Buffy was the original Twilight series, to be honest, you know. I mean, you guys did vampires long before anybody else did.
And True Blood and, you know, I mean, you can't say that it's a copy because there have been vampire stories since time began. But I think Joss Whedon kind of paved the way for them. And if he hadn't have done it, somebody else would have done it along the way.
Well, but what he brought was teen hormones and bloodlust together.
Yes.
That's what it was.
You can't go wrong with that, really, can you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the funny thing is people actually want to feed on teen hormones, so they should just have teen hormone vampires.
Have you seen the flick? Have you seen Twilight, Anthony?
No, I haven't seen I've seen bits of the first one. I actually found it a bit slow. I must admit, I think Twilight takes itself just a little seriously. But, you know.
Oh, no.
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 And nor do the people in it, Anthony.
No, those young, angsty teenagers, they're not serious about it at all. Let's talk about television. You've got a new show out called Free Agents. It's just coming to Australia now, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And you play the part of a pants man, is that correct?
I think he likes to think of himself as a pants man. I don't know how. He's got quite a few children and a few wives, but down the road, I think he's a bit sadder than that. He does like to use an awful lot of sexual references in the workplace.
Good. Good, so do I.
Sounds like Merrick's kind of show.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I touch people in this office, actually.
You don't.
No, I do, okay. Just not you.
Okay, we're not meant to be telling Anthony that's all.
Anthony, tell us about Free Agents, the actual show. Tell us, because we haven't seen it yet.
It's an adult comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's about two people who start the whole series off by having sex. And then kind of angsting about it for the rest of the six episodes. And will they, won't they actually get it together and have a relationship?
Well, that
emotional
sounds funny.
Cripples. And they happen to work in a theatrical agency that I run.
Right, okay.
And I am this sort of this predator who basically gets, you know, in the morning meeting, the first thing I want to hear is everybody, you know, I pick out somebody to tell me their sexual experiences in lurid detail.
Right, okay.
Oh, good-o.
So what about the TV show? Tell us about the TV show, Anthony. Yeah. Is it...
I'm there as a kind of, I don't know, an antagonist to sort of stir things up. And I am very rude and extremely explicit.
Good. I like the sense of the show now. I think I'm going to tune in.
It's kind of nice to be able to do that.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It's been a real pleasure.
You're welcome. If you like Little Britain, you'll definitely like Free Agents.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that good, but I'll definitely tune in now.
Anthony Head there. You've seen him in Little Britain. You've seen him in Buffy. The new show, Keepers, Mondays, 9 o'clock, UK TV.